एवं च तस्मिन् नर देव देवे प्रायोपविष्टे दिवि देव संगः प्रशस्य भूमो विकिरन् प्रसूनैर् मुदा मुहुर्दुन्दभयश्च नेदुः एवं च तस्मिन् नरदेव देवे प्रायोपविष्टे दिव देव संगः प्रशस्य भूमो व्यकिरन् प्रसूर्णे मुदा मुहुर्दुन्दभयश्च नेदुः एवं च तस्मिन् नरदेव देवे प्रायोपविष्टे दिवि देव संगः प्रशस्य भूमो व्यकिरन् प्रसूर्णे मुदा मुहुर्दुन्दुभयश्च नेदुः तस्मिन् नर देव देवे मुदा मुहुर्दुन्दभयश्च नेदुः Mataji's, word to word meaning, evam, thus, cha, and, tasmin, in that, naradeva deve, upon the kings, praya upavishte, being engaged in fasting to death, Divi, in the sky. Deva, demigods. Sangaha, all of them. Prasasya, having praised the action. Bhumo, on the earth. Vyakiran, scattered. Prasunai, with flowers. Muda, in pleasure. Muhu, continually. Dundubhaya, celestial drums. Cha, also. Neduhu, beaten. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The king, Maharaj Parikshit, sat to fast until death. All the demigods of the higher planets praised the king's actions and in pleasure continually scattered flowers over the earth and beat celestial drums. Purport. Even up to the time of Maharaj Parikshit, there were interplanetary communications and the news of Maharaj Parikshit's fasting unto death to attain salvation reach the higher planets in the sky where the intelligent demigods live. The demigods are more luxurious than human beings, but All of them are obedient to the orders of the Supreme Lord. There is no one in the heavenly planets who is an atheist or non-believer. Thus, any devotee of the Lord on the surface of the earth is always praised by them. And in the case of Maharaj Parikshit, they were greatly delighted and thus gave tokens of honor by scattering flowers over the earth and by beating celestial drums. A demigod takes pleasure in seeing someone go back to Godhead. He is always pleased with the devotee of the Lord. So much so that by his adidaivik powers, he may help the devotees in all respects. And by their actions, the Lord is pleased with them, means demigod. There is an invisible chain of complete cooperation between the Lord, the demigods, and the devotees of the Lord on earth. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri guru dinatarinam Sri Chaitanyaishwaram Paramananda Madhavam Asaduna Saduta Dain Atinicho Chatakara Hanamum Chakadachin Premna Matapunta Vyaspura. Hare Krishna. So I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something on this. A very interesting and hope-giving chapter of Maharaj Parikshit's taking shelter of one of the greatest personality, one of the Mahajan, Srila Shukdev Goswami. Shukdev Goswami is going to appear to help Maharaj Parikshit to take shelter of the Lord. And this chapter is peeping into the mindset, into the heart of Parikshit Maharaj. And his greatness has been revealed through his prayers. Just before this text, before this shloka, in 4 verses, Parikshit Maharaj revealed his consciousness. What exactly he is going through and what he is expecting through this situation. So, greatness of Maharaj Parikshit is, his life was always threatened by Brahmanas. When he was in the womb, a son of a Brahmana, Ashwatthama, threw Brahmastra and Lord protected him. So, Brahmastra was thrown at him. He was protected by Lord and thus he was known as Vishnurat, one who was protected by Lord Vishnu. And at the end of his life, he was again cursed by the Brahmana. So, Brahmastra through Brahmashap. Now, he's offered Brahmashap here. A Brahmana boy is throwing curse at him to die in within 7 days. So although he was inflicted pain by the Brahmanas in his life, but the beauty of Parikshit Maharaja's life was he never went inimical towards Brahmana community. One or two Brahmanas misbehaved with him. He did not say all Brahman community is useless. What he asked, all the more, what to speak of enmity? In his prayers, he is asking, oh Lord, if at all I am going to get next birth, please give me the association of Brahmanas or Vaishnavas. What is Brahmana? Brahmana basically means Brahma Janatiti Brahmana, one who knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is serving. He is engaged in the service of the Supreme Person. That person is a real Brahmana. So Parikshit Maharaja's mindset is of such a highest caliber, highest adorable thing, where instead of becoming inimical towards the people who inflicted pain, he is not generalizing that each and everyone is useless. Each and everyone is inflicting pain. Similarly, when we are in the association of the devotees, we will come across some people, some devotees, whose behavior might disturb our bhakti, whose behavior might disturb our life. But we should not conclude that all the Vaishnavas are useless. Why to associate with Vaishnavas? That is the greatness of Parikshit Maharaj. So although being cursed by Brahmanas, he never went against the Brahmanas. And therefore he's been glorified even by demigods. By seeing his action of no retaliation. So he's the best example how to deal with unexpected. Life keeps throwing unexpected event in all of our lives. That is the nature of this world. You will always come across unexpected thing. But how to deal with those unexpected events, unexpected things? Parikshit Maharaj is the best example. In those situation, when those unexpected event happens, we can either make ourselves or break ourselves. These are the two options. Either you make it or you break it. And here Parikshit Maharaj made it. And he gave hopes to millions and unlimited souls how to make it. So the first thing what he did in this unexpected situation is adjusted his expectation. So in any unexpected event happens in our life, first thing one need to do is adjust our expectations. We all have expectations from people, from the world, from situations. Situation should fall in this way. People should behave in this way. Brahmanas were supposed to be peaceful. They are supposed to be tolerant. They should be following dharma. And Parikshit Maharaj did not just remain with that point. Are, how come this Brahmana cursed me? Let me use my power and exterminate all the Brahmana community. No. He adjusted his expectation. He wanted to rule the world. And how he was ruling the world? Lord Krishna protected him because there was no descendant left in Puru dynasty, in the dynasty of Maharaj Yudhishthir. Therefore Lord Krishna protected him in the womb. So he was chosen by Lord Krishna himself to rule the world. And he was ruling the world under his direction. So his rule was the best. What we can expect. But still, he adjusted. So when we adjust our expectation, lives become easier. The second important aspect of his life when dealing with unexpected is accepting the situation. Most of the time, we try and fight with the situations that come in our life. And when situation, of course it is right, we should fight the situation whatever is coming. But when we are not able to change the situation, even after our fight, we should accept it. जब परिस्थिति को बदल नहीं सकते हैं तो मनस्थिति को बदल लेना चाहिए. And that what Parikshit Maharaj did. He understood, now I cannot change and I don't want to change. He could have gone, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur writes that he could have gone to the Shamik Rishi. He could have asked forgiveness and could have reversed his curse. But he did not do so. So accepted his situation. So adjusting our expectation, when we adjust our expectation, then only we will be able to accept the situation. And the third thing, what he did in his life is aspired for higher connection. That aspiration to connect with the Lord is the hope-giving factor. Those situation becomes easier, palatable and tolerable when we connect with the higher things, means God, Krishna. And that is what he is doing. He is aspiring. Now, what shall I do in this situation? How shall I connect with the Lord? And he is asking all the sages who are assembled there, please help me to connect with the Lord. Now I cannot change my situation. Now I have accepted. I have adjusted my expectation. Now you tell me, how shall I connect with the Lord? What is the best way? So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is the best example. And this is described just beginning of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is going to be spoken by Shukdev Goswami. So one who want to dive deep into the mysteries of Srimad Bhagavatam, one need to have the mindset of Parikshit Maharaj. One must have the disposition what Parikshit Maharaj has. And therefore, his story has been discussed. What is the qualification of a Bhagavatam student? Is he ready to adjust? He is ready to accept and is ready for aspiration, for higher connection. And therefore, he is seeking shelter of all the sages assembled in in this place of Shuktal. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanino tattvadarshina. That if somebody wants to understand knowledge about Krishna, so what he has to do? Tatvidhi. So Baldev Vidya Bhushan Thakur, he writes, what this Tatvidhi means? Tatvidhi basically means to understand the knowledge of worshipping Lord's Swarupa, Lord's form. And that Swarupa, what we want to worship of the Lord, must be learned in the association of the devotees. That is the meaning of Tatvidhi. Going and associating with the Lord to understand how to worship the Lord and Lord's form. And then if that is the only thing, association, then why Pranipat? Here we see that Parikshit Maharaj is surrendering to all the sages assembled. So why that is the need, Pranipat? Isn't that only Tatvidhi sufficient? Just associating with the devotees. Pranipat basically means surrender. So, He says that Pranipat is required because the devotees of the Lord or the great souls are, they are not dealing with the material world, indifferent to the material world. They are not interested at all of any dealings in this world. They will become favorable only when they see there is some desire in the heart of someone to understand Krishna. If that desire is there, then only they are ready to reveal the tattva jnan, the essential knowledge about Krishna. Therefore, pranipat is important. And that pranipat is been displayed or shown through questions, service, and tadvidhi parprashnena sevaya, and surrender. So these are the ways to show our desire. And that is what Parikshit Maharaj is doing. He is showing his desire. He surrendered. He is questioning. And he is ready to serve. He has served throughout his life and is still ready to serve. So in this series of shlokas, in fourth chapter, Lord Krishna says that if one receives this knowledge of transcendental personality Krishna, then that knowledge destroys all the actions or reactions of all the activities. Basmasat kurute tatha. So now, if you all remember, in 12th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Parikshit Maharaja's birth is been described. So there, Yudhishthir Maharaj asks that, "Oh sages, oh brahmanas, will you tell me the future of this child? What qualities he will inherit? What will be his life?" And they all were great seers of the future. And they were explaining how this person will be the most qualified. He would display the qualities of Lord Ram. He will be Dhanurdhar like his grandfather Arjuna. And various things they were explaining. And while explaining those things, they also predicted how he will die. Takshadadatmano mrityum dvijaputro pasarjitat prapastachat upashritya muktasanga padam hare. So, how he will leave this world, that was also predicted. That was also known to the astrologers, brahmanas of that time. So, it was not unknown to the world that how he will leave this world. Now, when we talk about bhakti, so bhakti basically destroys everything. Karmani nirdhati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. And here also Lord says that jnanagni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurute Arjuna. That all reactions to the papa is been destroyed by just acquiring the knowledge about Supreme Personality of Godhead. So one might have this doubt, one might ask this question, and how come Parikshit could not change his destiny? Destiny is under the devas. Devatas, they offer your karmic reactions. And Prabhupada here is writing that devatas become favorable one who becomes devotee. So what is the reason? Where his life was already predicted, still he could not change.
He could not make arrangement. So beautifully, Baldev Vidya Bhushan Thakur, he writes that bhakti can destroy even prarabdha karma. Bhakti has that power. When knowledge can destroy all reactions to your karma, then bhakti easily destroys. But why devotee has to undergo all these tribulations and difficulties and go through the situation what is already been predicted? So Baldev Vidya Bhushan Thakur writes that bhakti can destroy prarabdha karma, but Lord does not allow that prarabdha karma to get destroyed. Why? Because all the prarabdha karma has been destroyed, so that will result that the devotee's body will disappear. Means he will die and go back home back to Godhead. And if devotee's body disappears, then who will preach and teach the glories of the Lord? So Lord Krishna is allowing those prarabdha karma to act in devotee's life so that he continue his living in this world so that he can preach and teach the message of Godhead. Otherwise, bhakti can immediately take you back home back to Godhead. That is the reason. So, that is our responsibility. We all are performing devotional service. And we are all having this material body. So what we must be doing? We must be carrying the teachings of Lord Krishna to those who have not received. We must preach. And that is what, even at the last moment of his life, his death was predicted. But what he will do after receiving that curse was his choice. Whether to accept the shelter of the Lord or whether reject that shelter. So the events of life might be predicted, but what we do with that life is most important. And that is what Parikshit Maharaj has shown through his example, that one must take shelter. And that shelter to benefit all living entities. Maitristvastha sarvatra. Let me have friendship to all living beings. Let me be the associate, one of the association of the devotees and serving the Lord. That is my desire. So here, in that purpose, Prabhupada writes that one can take shelter only if one gets rid of material attachment. Material attachment and taking shelter of the Lord goes ill together. It goes ill together. If somebody has material attachment and if somebody wants to take shelter of the Lord, it is not possible. So Parikshit Maharaj utilized this situation to get detached from the world. So all our situations in life, reversals in our life, is to become detached from the material world. And then only we will be able to take shelter of the Lord. So it is a challenging that when we go through tribulations and challenges and difficulties in unexpected things, it's very difficult to go through. And for that, Lord Krishna says, what one must do? Matras parshastu konteya, shitoshna sukha dukkhada, agama payino nityas, tam titikshasva bharata. O Arjuna, develop tolerance. Once you develop tolerance, then happiness, distress, summer and winter can easily be you can go through that, those situations. So devotee's life is a life of tolerance. We need to develop tolerance in order to sail through the life unexpected events. So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has given us a verdict, that taroripa sahishnuna amanina manadina kirtaniya sadahari. If we want to continue our devotional service, if we want to continue the chanting the holy name of the Lord and remain absorbed in the service of the Lord, what we have to do? We have to tolerate. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, be like a tree. And in material world, it is said that, I came across two lines which are very interesting, which is exactly opposite to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kab tak chupchap har zakhm ko sahega? Kab tak chupchap har zakhm ko sahega? Tu koi ped nahi jo har mausam ko sahega. So they are saying, don't be like tree. You are not a tree who will tolerate all kinds of weathers. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying? Be like a tree. Tolerate all the situations. And unless we develop tolerance, life will not be easier. We need to develop sahanshilata. Jeevan mein parishaniya badh jati hai jab sahanshilata ghat jati hai. When tolerance goes down, your difficulties start increasing. Grahe thako, vane thako, sada hari bole thako. Suke dukhe bule nako, vadane hari naam karo re. So tolerance is that key which helps us to sail through the life. And there are different situations we come across. So there are few situations which we have to tolerate. So the first is kinds of tribulations, difficulties that come in our life. A series of difficulties. Pandavas went through series of difficulties. And that is what Bhishmadev remembers. Aho kashtam aho nyayam yadayuyam dharmanandana jivitam naharta klishtam vipradharma achyutashraya. Aho kashtam, aho anyayam. So many difficulties and so many injustices you have gone through. You are not supposed to live. By now you should be dead. But because you have taken shelter of Achyuta, Krishna, Brahmanas, Vipra and Dharma, therefore you remain always protected. So such tribulations do come in our life. But if we take shelter, we remain attached. When we cling to these things, devotees of the Lord, Lord Himself, Krishna and Dharma, then the protection is assured. And that is what Bhishmadev is glorifying all the Pandavas. You tolerated all those things. You had that strength because you had taken shelter of these things. So practicing devotees might go through difficulties. So one should never give up these principles. In spite of all the reversals, one should never break the principles of Vaishnava etiquette, four regulative principles and faith. Importantly, faith in Krishna. Are Bhagavan kuch kari nahi rahe? What is doing? So he never have a break or cracks in his faith. Shraddha dhana tatparah sayatendriyah. A devotee of the Lord is Shraddha dhana. His dhan is Shraddha. The wealth of devotee is a faith. If he throws away that wealth, he becomes pauper in spiritual life. So Shraddha Dhana Purusha Sayat Tatparaha. Tatparaha means consistent in his endeavors to achieve Krishna. And Sayatendriha, that means controlling the senses. That person can conquer, that devotee can conquer the difficulties, the tribulations of life. The second way, second things we come across in life is criticism, tolerating criticism. Sometimes when you are working for someone, the same people will criticize you. Aapne humare liye kuch kiya hi nahi. Isn't it? Most of the parents go through this in their life. What have you done for us? So tolerating criticism. For whom you were working, those near and dear one will also criticize. And the great example is Maharaj Parikshit himself. When all these sages were talking about his qualities. So one of the qualities, he said that, Pitamah samah sami prasade girishopamah ashraya sarva bhutanam yatha devo ramashrayah. This child will be like his grandfather Yudhishthir, or grandfather Pitamah is also referred to Brahmaji. In what? Samah sami Pitamah samah sami. Just like they maintain their equanimity. Maintaining equanimity is challenging when somebody is criticizing. And Brahmaji is the best example. Where he maintained his equanimity. He created this material world on the order of Lord Krishna. When before creation, he told Lord Krishna that so much of miseries I have to create over here. I don't feel like doing that. But Lord said, this is the service you have to do. And he created the world. He created the material bodies. He's an engineer. And even after that, why he created all this material creation? So that living entity can understand what is his purpose of life, going back home back to Godhead. But even if, although such creation he has created, he's been criticized. Atatiyad bhavan ahanikananam truti yugayate twam apashyatam kutila kuntalam sri mukham chate jada udekshatam pakshakrudrisham. So these gopis, they are singing, O Lord, when you go into the forest, our eyes hanker to have your darshan. We want to see your beautiful form. But we cannot see you. We are burning in separation. And when you come back, and when we want to drink the beauty of your beautiful form, what happens? These eyelids, they disturb our absorption, our darshan of your beautiful form. So, who has created this eyelid? That person is foolish. Means who has created? Lord Brahma has created. And they are saying that he is foolish in such creation. Why did he create such eyes? Which blinks. So, even best of the people, best of the managers, creator, will have to go through criticism for whom they are working. So one should not get disturbed with such thing and give up. What is this? I don't want to serve. I don't want to practice. So this is another example. The best example, the next is tolerating death of relatives. This is the most traumatic. When our near and dear one, when they pass away. Tada taddaham ishasya bhaktanam samabhipsatah anugraham manyamanah pratishtam dishamuttaram. When Narad Muni lost his mother, only one shelter. He did not have anyone else in his life except his mother. And when his mother was beaten by a serpent, she passed away and Narad Muni left all alone. In that situation, he just did not lament. He just not lost himself that now who will take care of me? But whatever has happened, he accepted that situation. And what? Anugraham manyamanah pratishtam dishamuttaram. That passing away of his mother, how he accepted? As an anugraha of the Lord. He thought this is a blessing. Anugraha, Lord is merciful towards me. So that he can take shelter. And what he did? Dishamuttaram. So he went towards Uttar Disha, north. That is the Disha, that is the direction of liberation. And if, what is the Disha of today's generation? West. Pachima Disham. Because that is the land of gratification. People don't want glorification of the Lord. What they want? Gratification of the senses. Material life means gratification of the senses. And spiritual life means glorification of the Lord. So Narad Muni accepted that situation. And he went towards Dishamuttaram, north direction. And he also tolerated the separation from the Lord. In the same life, when he was given darshan, he saw Lord Krishna in his meditation. And as soon as that form appeared, it immediately disappeared. And that form is described. How that form is? Lord's form is Rupam Bhagavato Yattan Manakantam Suchapaham Apashyan Sahaso Tathe Viklavya Durmanayiva. So how was that Lord's form? Lord's form offered two immediate things. Manah kantam means it attracted satisfaction. Lord's form gives satisfaction. Manah kantam. Our mind is attracted to so many things of this world and that creates agitation. Attraction of anything in this world creates agitation. But the form of the Lord creates satisfaction. So therefore we should come to temple and take darshan of the Lord. That satisfaction one achieves. And second aspect of taking darshan of the Lord is pacification. Mana kantam suchapaham. Apaham. It takes away your anxiety. And many times when people come to temple, they say, yahan par aakar shanti milti hai. Kyun? Because Lord is present. The form of the Lord is present. That is the beauty of the Lord. That is the form of the Lord.
Tathaiva chanim naraloka viraya ahave krishna mukharvindam netre pibanto nayanabhirama parthastraputa padma purasya.
So on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, when Arjuna was hitting his arrows at his enemies and those who were dying, what was their greatest fortune? When they were dying, all the soldiers, all the enemies, when they were dying on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, they were drinking the nectar of Krishna's beautiful face. Netre pibanto nayanabhirama.
They were drinking that nectar. And while they were drinking that nectar and giving up their life, what was happening? They were getting liberated from this material entanglement.
That is the form of the Lord. That is the beauty of the Lord.
This photo on the Bhagavad Gita, Lord is driving and Arjuna is sitting behind. It's very important thing Lord wants to convey to all of us. He wants to convey through that action. If we understand, the battlefield of Kurukshetra was the one of the most discussed battle in the history of the world. But whom made Lord, whom he made a hero? He made Arjuna. Aise nahi ki Lord ne kuch kiya nahi tha pehle. Lord had killed so many demons in Vrindavan and Mathura. He defeated Jarasandha single-handedly for 17 times with both the army of Pandavas and Kaurava together. That much Akshoni Sena he would bring. But we never see Krishna has been glorified so much as Arjuna. So what Lord does is, Lord, through his examples, he teaches us a very important thing, that one should ready to accept any kind of services according to time, place and circumstances. He accepted that service being a just a charioteer. So another important lesson we learn is that one should not be attached to kind of services he does, but one should be attached to the principle of serving menially, no matter in what form. Attachment to serve menially, that should be the principle, and that is what Lord Krishna is saying, showing. When it is required to destroy demons, he himself will do, or when he has to take a back seat, he will do that. So tolerating loss, tolerating death of near and dear ones, and also tolerating reverses, those come in our life. And this here, Parikshit Maharaj is showing that tolerance. The devotee of the Lord has been glorified in the previous shlokas, also this explained. Tiraskrita vipralabda kshapta shipta hata api nasya tat pratikurvanti tad bhakta prabhavopihi. So in that purport, Prabhupada writes that a powerful devotee never misuses the power for personal benefit. Whatever power the devotee may have is always utilized in service towards the Lord and his devotees only. Although Parikshit Maharaj had power to reverse, but he accepted those reversals and tolerating anarthas. Various kinds of anarthas we have. Lust, anger, greed. They keep popping up while executing our devotional service. Lord Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita that one must tolerate as long as prak sharir vimokshana kam krodh bhavad vegam sa yukta su sukhi naraha. One who learns to tolerate such anarthas and continue practicing devotional service, he will experience happiness. So these are the few things what Parikshit Maharaj is demonstrating through his examples. How a devotee should develop the quality of tolerance. How to accept reversals in his life. And how to continue his devotional service uninterrupted in the service of the Lord. So I'd like to stop here. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol.